The Venezuelan migrants who were unknowingly flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard in September are suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and others in a class action lawsuit. The lawsuit describes the trip as a, quote, fraudulent and discriminatory scheme. Lawyers for Civil Rights is a Boston-based nonprofit representing the migrants. Their attorneys are compiling information gathered from a recent trip to the U.S.-Mexico border to get a sense of the conditions migrants are facing there, especially now that a new federal policy has gone into effect. Cristela Guerra of member station WBUR reports from the border.
I meet Daniel Rodriguez outside a community health center in Juarez, Mexico. We're standing next to a bridge connecting the city to El Paso, Texas. Inside the building are showers and a kitchen. Families sit on the floor. Rodriguez says he never would have left his home in Venezuela if he had known about the Biden administration's new program, which went into effect October 12th. It limits the number of Venezuelans coming to the U.S., requiring them to enter by plane and to have a financial sponsor. Venezuelans who arrived at the U.S. border would also be sent back to Mexico. Why would the United States do this, Rodriguez asks. He wouldn't have risked his life, trekking across nine countries, past bodies of migrants who didn't make it out of the jungle alive. He wouldn't have left his family. He has a place to stay in the U.S., but cannot afford a flight to get there.
Por ejemplo, mira esto.
He asked me to look at a WhatsApp message from one of his children.
Papá, ya Chipi me dijo, lo siento mucho, mi amor.
Dad, Chipi already told me, I'm so sorry, my love. All the sacrifice you all went through, just to not be allowed in. Until recently, Rodriguez had reason to think he would have gotten over the border to El Paso. There were up to 10 buses a day, leaving the city-run Welcome Center for the Northeast, according to El Paso's Strategic Communications Director. They were processing 500 to 600 migrants daily, nearly all from Venezuela. Now, President Biden's restrictions have left many stuck in limbo, with no options except to register online and hope to qualify for asylum. Joy Avile was placed on a bus after being held in detention for 3 days. He says he expected to hear welcome to the United States. Instead, he says the bus abruptly turned and he suddenly heard welcome to Mexico. Avile is one of many seeking advice from Iván Espinosa Madrigal. He's the executive director of the nonprofit behind the class action lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Many of the migrants here tell him they were held in detention for hours or days, their extra clothes and essentials taken, except for phones, IDs, and chargers. Espinosa Madrigal tries to explain the new federal policy.
La frontera está cerrada es por una decisión de Washington.
Edgardo Chavez says he arrived in the U.S. before the new policy went into effect. He was expelled, but his two brothers were let in. Chavez shows me a video they sent from a construction site, where they now work. Darvis Romero summarizes the frustration they all feel. Stuck. We don't know what's going to happen to us. No one is telling us anything, he says. Shelters throughout Juarez are full of migrants removed from the U.S. since the new rule took effect. The local government has since opened an emergency shelter.
El sello azul es el parol, es el estatus que ustedes tienen en este momento.
In El Paso, Espinosa Madrigal held several Know Your Rights workshops for new arrivals at welcome centers, educating them about their paperwork and reminding them to register their new address. These are the lucky ones, those who made it through processing before Biden's new mandate. But they now face a new set of challenges.
And now the question is, what does the future look like for them? And that's not guaranteed. And so in that respect, the Martha's Vineyard immigrants are just as unstable as any other migrant who comes to the country and needs to start making their way.
At this crossroad between two nations, some call the border the New Ellis Island. It greets families of travelers who arrive with the hope that this will just be another stop on their way to navigate new cities, new laws, and a new language. For Here and Now, I'm Cristela Guerra.